school shootings have happened my entire life. I am living in the post-Columbine age. I am growing up in the post-Columbine age. I was born 1 year after Columbine happened.
That's Liana Hubbard. She's 16, and she's Charlotte County's local lead for the March for Our Lives Road to Change tour.
This is the world we live in, and I just thought that I had to accept that world. But the Parkland kids showed me that I don't. The Parkland kids showed me that I have a voice that is valuable to people, that I am allowed to speak up, and that I am allowed to make change. I'm meeting the people who changed my life, and I want them to change other people's lives.
Students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are touring the U.S., encouraging young people to register to vote in communities like Punta Gorda. 13-year-old Devin Klingeman with her friend, 12-year-old Megan O'Donnell, say they're already looking forward to being 16. Not just to drive, but because it's the earliest someone can pre-register to vote.
I really think it's interesting because, like, kids and teenagers are the ones that are really talking about these issues, and it's our lives and futures, and I think we should change the things that are currently happening.
Abby Okershi is one of Charlotte County's student facilitators. She says making change will be a long process, and she intends to stick it out.
Someone told me once that the greatest thing is just to change someone's mind every day instead of trying to change a whole room of people first. You have to start small, and I feel like that's what we've done here, and it's turned out pretty great.
There are two Road to Change tours happening simultaneously, one throughout Florida, the other across the country. On this same day, the Counterpart group stopped in Moorhead, Minnesota. Sarah Jane Sullivan, WGCU News.